From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Some polls have already closed in the eastern United States, with hours more of voting ahead across the country. But the exit polls are starting to roll in. Poll takers have been asking voters about their decisions, whom they voted for, and why. And we're starting to see a few patterns about the makeup of the voters and what's on their minds. I'm joined now by Andrew Kohut, president of the Pew Research Center, who's been going through these exit poll data. And Andy, first of all, let's talk about who is voting. What do you see that jumps out at you?
Well, the difference between, here are the notable differences with 04. We have more African Americans voting. 11% of the 04 electorate was African American, 13% of this exit poll. And I want to emphasize, this is an early exit poll. The numbers are a little bit loosey-goosey, but they give us some good indications. That's a 20% jump in African-American voting. Now, we don't see the big...
From 11% to 13%.
From 13, it's about a 20% increase. Mm-hmm. We don't see much difference in the way of young voters, 17% under 30, 17% 4 years ago, but the young people had made the jump between 2000 and 2004. What we do see in this early exit poll is is fewer older voters. Only 17% 60 and older had been 24% 4 years ago. The biggest difference, Melissa, has to do with partisanship, and this is indicative of what the polls have been showing all year. The percentage of Republicans last time was 37% in 04. It's only 32%. Democrats jumped from 37 to 40, and independents jumped from 26 to 28. There are fewer Republicans. Now, again, this is an early poll. We could be catching some more Republicans later in the game, but there's some strong indications that there are fewer people who think of themselves as Republicans.
What about folks who said, what are folks saying about when they made up their minds in this race?
Well, that's a funny question these days. We found only 6% saying that they decided in the last 3 days, 9% 4 years ago. But we have to keep in mind that 30% of the sample, we estimate, or 30% of the electorate, had voted prior to today.
Yes.
So when you decided doesn't have the same sort of reference point. 4 years ago, only 20% roughly had said voted early, and in 00, it was only 14%. So this trend to early voting is very, very striking, and it's shaping the way people not only do things, but the impact of the campaign on them.
Mm-hmm. What about people who say they're voting in this election for the first time?
Well, 10% said they're first-time voters. We had 11% 4 years ago. Very different. It's about the same. The other thing that's the same, even though we have fewer Republicans, we have about the same number of white evangelical Protestants, 23% as we had 4 years ago. And obviously, that's a group, not obviously, but that's a group that leans Republican. So that's a positive thing for the Republicans.
And we should say, again, as you've repeated several times already, this is an early wave of polling, and things could change as more of this becomes known. Let's talk about one thing that does jump out right away, Andy, and that's that the economy clearly is the overwhelming issue on most voters' minds.
62% said it was the issue that they will be thinking about when they cast a ballot. It was only 18% 4 years ago. Behind that broad 62%, there are even more troubling numbers. 47% of the voters questioned by the exit pollsters said that they're very worried that the financial crisis will come home and affect their family. And another 34% said somewhat worried. And people are very bearish. 86% worried about what the national economy will be like next year.
Okay. Andrew Kohut, president of the Pew Research Center, talking about the first batch of exit polls in today's vote. Andy, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Melissa.